Have you ever wondered what we mean by the glory of Jesus? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today we're talking about Jesus' glory, a phrase used in church that we relatively frequently use, but I'm not sure we relatively frequently understand. If you feel the same way, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo, The Glory of Jesus by Laura N. Sweet. What is Jesus like in all of his glory? The Bible tells us Jesus is both fully God and fully human, but while he was here on earth, he looked like everybody else. He was a man walking among us, and his glory as God, the Son, was hidden from view, at least most of the time. The event we call the Transfiguration gave three of Jesus' disciples a glimpse of the true glory of our Savior. Matthew 17 tells us that Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and climbed a high mountain. There they witnessed a transformation of Jesus' appearance. He was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light, as we read in verse 2. This remarkable transformation allowed the disciples a brief glimpse into Jesus' glory as the Son of God, holy, brilliant, and awesome. They also witnessed an exchange between Jesus and two famous leaders of the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah. Luke's account of the event tells us that Moses and Elijah spoke with Jesus about his departure, which was about to be fulfilled in Jerusalem. The disciples didn't yet realize Jesus' glory was going to be revealed by his death and resurrection, and they were understandably distracted by Moses and Elijah. But God the Father himself reminded them that Jesus was his beloved Son, who pleased him entirely. He said, "Listen to him," in Matthew 17:5. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground terrified, but Jesus came and touched them. And when they looked up, they saw only Jesus. Years after witnessing this event, John wrote that we too will someday be resurrected with glorious bodies. What will that be like? We don't know yet, but we do know that when Christ appears, we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is, as we read in 1 John 3:2. And what a great day that will be. So let's explore this a little bit more together. Why do you think Jesus' glory was hidden from view most of the time he was here on earth? Why do you think God chose to reveal a glimpse of Jesus' glory at the Transfiguration? Do you ever think about how wonderful it will be to have a glorified, resurrected body someday when Jesus returns? All the effects of sin, pain, and suffering will be gone. Consider taking some time to marvel at this promise to believers and thank our loving God. As you and I can read in Matthew 7:17, then Jesus came over and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 17:1-8, Luke 9:28-36, and 1 John 3:2, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Do you have other questions about things in the Bible? Well, we actually have an Instagram account where we explore more questions, and we can even have a dialogue if there's something specific you're wondering about. Give us a follow at Unlocked Devo. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about those moments when you're reading the Bible and a certain passage just stands out to you with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.